My name is Anna and welcome to a radio broadcast at Campus Life. It's a sunny Tuesday at the Hanihan University and it's 6 p.m. right now. If I take a look at the campus, I see the tired and stressed students walking down to the train station. They are going home after a long day spent on studying. For this reason, I invited two students to a radio station to talk about relaxing after a whole day at the university. I would like to introduce the two linguistics students, Jessica and Lava. Hey girls!
Hi!
Hi!
So, let's start with you, Jessica. Can you tell us why are you actually so stressed out?
Hi! I'm at the end of my linguistics studies and have just registered my bachelor thesis. This means that at this moment only 3 months are left. The time pressure and the future perspective makes me crazy. And believe me, I really don't know how to handle it.
Wow, I can imagine how you feel right now. And what about you, Lava?
Hi, I'm not writing my bachelor thesis yet, like my friend, but my stress level is the same. This is my fourth semester and I have to write thousands of exams and term papers. I don't know what I should start with.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter how fast students are with their studies. It seems that it's always stressful.
Oh, yes. And especially at the end of every semester.
Really? And do you have time to relax?
We have to relax, otherwise we wouldn't get through this exhausting time.
So, can you both tell us how you relax?
For me, the best way to relax is to be on social media and doing sports. During this time, I am able to forget the stuff I have to do for the university. Do you feel the same?
To be honest, if I want to relax, I spend time with my family and friends, or I chill at home on the couch watching films or series. These are the only way I zone out.
Sounds that you both have different interests. I prepared some questions for you guys, and it would be great if you give us some more details.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me start with Jessica. You have told us that you like to spend your free time on social media. Which platforms do you prefer and why?
Oh, I like this question. The reason why I spend so much time on social media in my free time is that I'm a fashion blogger with accounts on Instagram, Facebook and Snapchat. I like to share my lifestyle and fashion with my followers. It satisfies me and it's more than just a hobby.
Wow, I'm impressed. You have a famous guest here. So, after the broadcast, you have to give me your Instagram name because I have to follow you. And what about you, Lava? You told us that you prefer to spend time with your family and friends. So, what do you like to do with them?
You know what, Anna? It's a difficult question because it doesn't matter what we are doing together. The main point is that we see each other. Mostly, we like to go out for dinner or we often plan a funny trip together. But even if we stay home and just have deep conversations, it makes me feel relaxed.
Oh, so you like to be in good company. And Jessica, are you mostly alone in your relaxing time?
You surely ask because I spend so much time on social media. How I already told you, I also like to do sports. I often go to the gym with my best friends. While doing our workout, we have a lot of things to talk about and we motivate each other to stay fit. Alone, I would not have so much fun and it would be boring.
I agree with you, but at rainy days I have the desire to chill alone and watch my favorite horror series on Netflix, but I have to mention that after this I'm scared like a child and I have to watch some comedy at the evening before I go to bed. This is the struggle of living alone.
Oh, someone is calling. I'm sure that's a question for you guys. Yes, please.
Hi, my name is Kate. I'm also a student and I have a question for Jessica. Since a long time, I have the idea to start a fashion diary, maybe for the beginning with an account on Instagram. Do you have some helpful advices?
Hey Kate, I'm happy to hear that. First of all, every blogger should have an individual inspiration. You should focus on good pictures and sometimes you need someone who takes pictures of you. Especially sharing your travel experiences make your blog more interesting. What is also important is that you have to be aware of haters, but don't worry and keep going. You should also try to stay connected with other bloggers, so you can support each other.
Wow, so many points I didn't realize as important. Thank you, this was very helpful and I'll try to follow your tips.
Thank you for your call, Kate, and good luck. Bye.
Bye.
I think nowadays many teenagers relax using social media.
Yes, you are right. But it is very important to hold the balance and not stay away from the real life.
I totally agree with you. It is the same with Netflix. I think It could lead to an addiction if you spend too much time on it, so you have to watch out.
So, to sum up, everyone has his own way to relax. And remember, guys, find your time for relaxing. And I wish you both good luck for the studies and thank you for coming. For our audience, enjoy the weather and you will hear me next week again. Bye!